Now, I'm joined on the phone each week by a member of Brentwood Council, and I'm joined today on the line by Phil Drain of Brentwood Council. How are you doing, Phil?
Hi, Michelle. Thank you. I'm well and pleased to be back.
Excellent. Where have you been? Have you been off for?
Oh, I'm pleased to be back on the air, I mean.
Oh, right.
We have been off over the summer, which has been good to take a bit of a break. It's been high-pressured and things, as I'm sure, for everyone, but... Yeah, back at work in Brentwood, and a few things to update you on this week.
Just asking, is everybody back? I know a lot of people are working remotely. Is anybody at the council actually in the council offices, or most people still at home?
Most people are still at home. We've been able to adapt quite well with our systems where we can run everything remotely. There are some people who are back in the office for kind of key tasks. The office has been open more recently for different sort of collaboration, working together, as well as just those key tasks that I mentioned. But mainly we're at home still.
Right. We're going to kick off talking about the Great British September Clean, which is starting today, running through to the 27th. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm really keen to sort of get back out and about and helping by cleaning up different areas. I think it will be a great help to kind of the economic side of things that, you know, that I lead on, in terms of how we can encourage businesses and people to shop local and all those things that we've been doing really well over the past few months and need to continue doing. So we've got the Great British September Clean, which is kind of like the spring clean that we run every year, but obviously this year in September. It starts today, it runs until the 27th, so it's just over a couple of weeks. And we're just encouraging people, obviously socially distanced in groups of six, to come out and help. There'll be teams of people out in high-vis jackets. We've got equipment, bags and gloves that we can give out from the depot in Worley. And any more information that people want to kind of look up, how they can get involved, do go online and look on our social media pages. We're keen to just get pictures and stories from people who are out doing that, whether it's in the high street or whether it's indeed even in your local area where you can do a small litter pick. If people are able to kind of share that with us, then we'll plug it and put it out on social media and make sure that there's a good story there about how we're all trying to make sure that the area's looking nice.
Now, you just mentioned about the high street. What's happening?
Well, I think, firstly, we're keen to just thank everyone for being sensible, for wearing masks, for doing the things in terms of socially distanced up and down the high street, going in and out of shops, supporting local shops. You know, the high street's held up pretty well, all things considered. You know, we know that it's tough. We know that businesses have struggled through this time, and it's been difficult for everyone. But Brentwood's doing well on the high street, and in other areas like Shenfield and Ingatestone as well. Our high streets are generally doing okay. So we're keen to thank people for doing what they should be doing. And obviously, as we head into, I think, what is more uncertainty, which is the difficult thing, isn't it, as we look at what the autumn and the winter has in store, how we can best look to continue to support businesses, how we can be sensible about where we are and what we're doing. So when it comes to the high street, we're keen to sort of share that good news message to thank people for supporting local in the way that we've been presenting and advertising locally to sort of support local shops. And indeed, I think from what I've heard from local businesses, you know, lots are doing very well in terms of the online offer as well. Mm. You know, obviously, if you can't get out and about and get to the high street, you know that lots of local shops will be producing goods online and delivering and those things. So the way in which we do business and the way that the economy operates has fundamentally changed recently and will change for good, I think, going forward. So it's how we can best continue to support local businesses and make sure that our economy is thriving.
Brentwood Council's Community and Health Funding Scheme is open for applications. So tell us about the scheme and who can apply.
Well, I think, as we just mentioned there, in terms of the economy, it's a tough time. And we're also conscious that in terms of health and well-being, it's a time where we're all probably feeling quite anxious and uncertain about things. So it's important that we stay on top of that personally, and we talk to people about the struggles that we're having. So in particular, we've got two schemes that we hope will be helping with that. We've got a health funding scheme that is open for projects for individuals or organizations, for up to £2,500 for schemes that are planned next year in 2021. Mm-hmm. For projects that are delivered in the borough that demonstrate how a number of health and criteria is met. So there's more guidance on that on our website. And applications are open for that between now and the end of October. So anyone who's got projects, plans for improving the health and well-being of people, have a look at that if you're an individual or organisation who run that sort of thing. We're really keen to hear from you and to make sure that we're able to distribute those grants for projects that are going to help people.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, we've got our regular Brentwood Community Fund, which this year is in partnership with Axis, Housing Partners. And that's for grants of up to £4,000 available for community projects. That scheme closes at the end of this month, so you've got just over a couple of weeks to apply for that. And that's about how organisations can show that they are meeting the council's corporate priorities to improve quality and life of local people. So in the past, you'll be aware of organisations like SNAP, yeah, who have run some really great things, for instance, yoga classes for parents of children with special needs, that type of thing. And there are many other examples where that type of funding has gone towards those organisations who are running things, community events, community things that help those who are in particular need. So those applications are open until the end of the month, and we're really looking forward to being able to look at some of the innovative and really good stuff that happens in a community.
And if people are not sure, as I always say, very friendly bunch at Brentwood Council, so they can always ring up and have a chat to discuss things as well, can't they?
Our contact centre are always, as you say, happy to speak to people. So if you've heard that and you want to know more, or you know, look online, but equally give our contact centre a call on the usual number, and they'd be very happy to explain it and try and push you in the right direction to know how to find out more about that. We're grateful to have the opportunity to just kind of speak on air and give everyone an update on what we're doing at this challenging time.
Don't forget, if you do have questions for next week, you can always go to the Phoenix FM website or just email radio@phoenixfm.com. You have a great weekend. There's a nice bit of sunshine coming, Phil, so make sure you enjoy that. And thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much, and have a nice break yourself.
Cheers. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye, Phil. Bye. That was Phil Drain from Brentwood Council.